الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم رب
was I requested just to stand up and make the saf. Any spaces in front of you, being mindful of anybody performing salah, and just make the saf. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa amma ba'd. Respected elders, ulama ikram, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, over the past few Jumu'ah, we have been discussing the importance of recognizing the condition of the ummah, and we know how, whether it's on a global level, a local level, or a very individual family level, there are issues and trials and tribulations that we face. And at these moments, we require certain actions that we need to carry out. First and foremost, we spoke about the importance of recognizing our identity as Muslims, holding firm and believing and remaining firm on our identity as Muslims. And then we also spoke about the importance of increasing our knowledge. And it's a journey from the cradle to the grave. We should always be trying to increase the knowledge that we have in regards to our deen, in regards to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this is only going to help us. And then we also spoke about the importance of iman and adorning our iman and beautifying our iman with a'mal. Now, in terms of today, the discussion is pertaining to a hadith which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, a very famous narration. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that bada al-islamu ghariba wa sayaudu kama bada'a fatuba lil ghuraba wa sayaudu ghariban fatuba lil ghuraba aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. And the famous commentary in regards to this narration is that Islam started strange and it will return to being strange. So glad tidings for those who are the strangers. And when a person reflects on this explanation of the hadith, then it can lead to a person thinking that this is inevitable, that we are going to be strangers. We are going to be individuals who are going to be looked at as being strangers, like the early Sahaba were. We are going to be in the same manner. And it can lead to a certain level of despondency or a certain level of inaction, that this is something that's going to happen. So let it be. But there is another explanation as well, which was mentioned by a scholar by the name of Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, rahimahullah ta'ala, a great scholar. And he mentions that bada al-islamu ghariba, bada'an ghariba. And he makes ghariba, the first ghariba as a sifat, as a quality. And he says that Islam started off in an amazing, astonishing fashion, a unique fashion. And to explain this further, there was a historian, a non-Muslim historian by the name of Barnaby Rogers. And he gives a metaphoric example. He says that the Sahaba or the Muslims, when they became a superpower, they went directly against the two superpowers of the time, the Eastern Roman Empire and the Byzantine, the Sassanid Empire. So the Byzantine Empire and the Sassanid Empire. And it was astonishing to see that such individuals overtook these two superpowers. And in modern terminology or modern day sort of understanding, he mentioned, it's like the Eskimos in this day and age taking on America and Russia. So we can understand how amazing and astonishing it was for the Sahaba to be able to overtake the two superpowers of the day. So Sheikh Abu Fattah Abu Ghudda rahimahullah ta'ala says that Islam started off in an amazing fashion, an astonishing fashion. وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا And he وَسَيَعُودُ عَوْدًا غَرِيبًا And it's very soon it will return in this astonishing, amazing way. فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَىٰ Then glad tidings to those who are the strangers. Those individuals, how will this Islam return? How will this Islam return to the heyday? To the day that we look back and we think this is the golden age, the time of the Sahaba and the time of the Abbasids. How will this return? This will return when the ghuraba, the strangers who act upon Islam, الَّذِينَ يُسْلِحُونَ مَا أَفْسَدَ النَّاسِ That they rectify and they reform in terms of what people have destructed. So we know that Islam is the beautiful religion that we have. But unfortunately, we don't bring it into practice. We don't bring it into a reality. Therefore, those around us don't see the beauty of Islam. So if we want the beauty of Islam, if we want the beauty of Islam to be seen, then we need to make sure that we practice Islam. We bring the a'mal into our life. And then when he mentions in between, he says that ثُمَّ ظَهَرَ وَانْتَشَرَ that وَاسْتَغْلَظَ وَاسْتَوَى عَلَى سُوقِهِ that when we truly act upon Islam and bring the rules of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our life. And not just in terms of ibadat, but mu'amalat, mu'asharat, aqaid, and husn khuluq. When we bring these five branches into our life, then Islam will not just spread, it will flourish. It will flourish and people will enter into Islam in their droves. So this explanation gives us hope. It gives us hope, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send mercies upon the grave of Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda rahimahullah ta'ala. That when we think about this explanation, it truly gives us an understanding that we can also be from those individuals, الَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ مَا أَفْسَدَ النَّاسِ. That individually, we can play a role in giving a good impression of Islam and giving a good example. The example set by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنٌ. And if we look throughout the pages of history, then we will see that this is something, this explanation fits the pages of history as well. In the sense, if we look at Muslim Spain, when it started off in an amazing, astonishing way. Tariq bin Ziyad came from Morocco through the Mediterranean, a few number of people, and then Muslims ruled there for how long? 700 years. And then when that declined, then the Ottoman Empire started. How did that start? So we see this happen in the pages of history. It's not something that's unique that, okay, it doesn't fit. It's happened in history where Muslims have, look at the Mongols, when they destroyed and completely razed Baghdad to the ground, and then 100 years later, Islam came in their houses. So we have hope. We need to have hope. But that hope cannot be just false hope, that we are conning ourselves thinking that if I carry on my life the way I am living, then that's going to make a change happen. No, we need to understand that the only way it's going to happen is by us as individuals making a change in our life, reflecting on our life, and holding ourselves accountable. That as an individual, am I making changes in my life that are positively contributing to the ummah at large? We know about the condition of the Muslims in Palestine. We know what's happened in Manchester. And we know what our deen teaches us. We know how it's wrong. We know that. But we're not going to sit here condemning what someone has done in the name of Islam. We don't need to condemn, because we know what our religion stands for. We know what our religion teaches us. But the only way we can show the true teachings of our deen is by acting on our deen. Then we won't need to condemn, because people will look and say, no, that's not Islam. Islam is where justice, where we look for justice. اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. That establish justice, this is what's closer to taqwa. But unfortunately, we are not just as Muslims. We are individuals that, again, it goes down to the first point that we mentioned, that we are Muslim, but we don't follow Islam. And this is what we need to reflect on, that when we walk out of here today, we think that how can I be that individual that can contribute to the flourishing of Islam again, to the flourishing of the ummah again. And ultimately, we are social creatures. As Muslims, we deal with non-Muslims, we deal with other people of no faith, of different faiths. So the impression that they get from us is a direct impression. But unfortunately, we have been in this country for however many years, 50, 60 years, we haven't been able to give that impression. And I finish on the words of Sheikh Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahimahullah ta'ala in 1982 when he gave a talk. And he was advising the people of the UK. And he mentioned that if we do not truly, and I paraphrase his words, that if we do not truly establish Islam in amal and in action, then we will have to leave this country one day. And that's the reality. And we're seeing the remnants of that today, up and down the country, with the flags and whatever it may be. So we have a responsibility. The message is clear, and the message is always the same, that we need to bring ourselves, I speak to myself and all of us, that we need to teach our children, teach ourselves, that how can we become those individuals who follow the teachings of the Quran and the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because if we do this, then we will be successful in this world and in the hereafter. And we hear this time and time again. It's just being packaged and mentioned in a way which is relevant to what's going on today, in terms of the situation and the things that are happening in the news today. So we have a responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will strengthen the ummah by us changing, by us taking those measures. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah is not going to change the condition of the people until they change the condition of themselves. Meaning that they take those asbab, and he take those measures required in order for the change to happen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to remember our brothers and sisters in Palestine, make dua for them. But at the same time, when we make dua for them, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then instill into us a light and a fire that I want to change my life. How can I change my life? How can I perform my salah? How can I be good to my brother? How can I be good to my sister? How can I increase my relationships with my family members? How can I show good character to all of the people around me? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide me and all of us. Inshallah, after the salah, there'll be a nikah majlis as well. So, brother requested to remain.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alal falah. Hayya 'alal falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، أيها المسلمون، اتقوا الله تعالى، واعلموا أن الزواج في الإسلام عبادة عظيمة، وسبيل للعصمة والعفاف، وراحة وسكن ورحمة. قال الله تعالى: ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها، وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة، إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. أقول قولي هذا، وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أيها الناس، اتقوا الله تعالى، اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى. وقال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد البشير النذير والسراج المنير، وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداء الدين، وانصر عبادك الموحدين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان، خصوصا في غزة يا أرحم الراحمين، وسائر بلاد المسلمين يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. آمين يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
Was requested to quickly make the soft. Wherever you see a gap, please fill in those gaps, stand shoulder to shoulder.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. قامت الصلاة. قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة؟ يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث، وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش، فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية، وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية. وما أدراك ما هي؟ نار حامية. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر، كلا سوف تعلمون، ثم كلا سوف تعلمون، كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين، لترون الجحيم، ثم لترونها عين اليقين، ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.